Thank you for calling XPO. This is George speaking. May I help you?
Hi, George. My name is Amit from Boley. I was supposed to get installation today on my dishwasher between 7 and 9, and then I called shortly after 9. They told me they were coming at 11, and then after 11, I called 3 more times, got disconnected twice, attempted to speak to 2 different supervisors, and I'm trying to call again.
Okay, sorry to hear about the rough time you're having. One moment. Let's see.
Keep in mind, this thing's been sitting in my kitchen for 3 weeks now, too.
Let's see, one moment. System's starting up right now. Let's see. Hey, what's the zip code that that the unit was delivered to?
11763.
And when was the unit installed? Not installed, delivered?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Do you remember the day?
I don't know. It was a Saturday. Do you need my phone number?
I can search it by your phone number. One moment. Let's see.
We were told installation was included. We bought the kit. And the gentleman dropped and ran. I'm like, where are you going? You got to install my dishwasher. And they're like, no, we don't do installations. So then we had to go to the store, complain, set up a new appointment, and I'm still dealing with Best Buy. This is like the worst installation and appliance purchase I've ever made.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry about the rough patches you seem to be going through with this specific unit. What is the phone number?
631-334-8361.
Okay, one moment.
Actually, I don't know if you hear the music in the background. That's my
cell
phone.
Oh, no, I recognize. Yeah, I recognize Best Buy's old music.
Yeah, that's my cell phone. Yeah, that I was transferred from a supervisor, and I'm still on hold with them. I said, can I have the phone number, please? So I'm calling you from my house phone.
Yes, I definitely am very familiar with Best Buy's old music. I've had to listen to it. For a while at a time.
Sorry. I feel sorry for you. Doesn't matter.
Don't feel too sorry. I listening to that whole music means that I get a little short break, so it's not too bad.
True.
It takes a while for it to load when searching up my phone number, so give me a second.
Listen, I understand. I deal with computers all day. I get it. I'm really frustrated because, you know, like yourself, I work 5 days a week, so I'm spending my – I had planned the morning to be shot, but now I feel like my whole day is shot, and I have so much I have to do.
Okay, and what is your name and the – what is the address?
Anna Trimboli, 7 Short Street, Medford, New York, 11763.
Okay, let's see.
I know it's all documented because the last supervisor was reading everything back to me.
Okay, so I do see the other times you called and asking, you know, for an ETA and things of that sort. Seems like an email was sent out to them, to get in touch with you with an update as to what's happening. But let me see if I can get into contact with them myself. I'm gonna put
That's
you
what
on a
they keep
brief hold.
telling me. We're gonna put you on a brief hold. We're gonna try and contact them, and then I get placed on hold, and then nothing comes out of it.
Yes, I'm just going to just to try to see if I have better luck, because the thing is, when they're late, we have to get in contact with them from an update, especially if they don't pit one for us. And there's only two means we can contact them: through email or to call. We can't contact them by calling them. The only thing we have left to do is call them, send an email, and then see where that gets us going forward. Because I don't see any information as to delays or anything that's going wrong. I don't see anything
Yeah.
like that here. So it's, you know, it's
Yeah,
just as
thanks, sir.
it's cut it's
I'm on. You know what?
frustrating.
Hold on.
Go
Thanks
ahead.
for coming back to me. I made the phone call myself, so I have do you have any status, sir?
I reached the contact center of basically the company itself. What they advised me is that they try to reach in touch with the tech itself. He did not pick up the call
What a
after two
surprise.
attempts that they made.
Yeah.
On their side, they showed the appointment as scheduled between 9 and 11. I don't know why there was that difference between what we had set up and what they had, but they had it basically between 9 and 11.
Yeah.
They are aware on basically what we are
Yeah.
requesting to be done. Based on on their records, and that's what they advised me, is that the tech has everything that is required to complete the installation. Now, he did confirm on the appointment. They don't have any update on what the delay is. Basically, the person that I spoke to advised me that he was escalating to their dispatch manager, basically, for them to try to get in touch with the tech or for them to provide you with an update. They do have all of your information, your address, your phone number, your email. He did confirm that to me. Honestly, we don't have any reason on what the delay is. Neither they do. You can try to get in touch with them. Maybe, because at the end they will ask for your phone number. That's all the information that they will ask you for, and they will pull up their order, which they do have on record.
Okay. All right.
Honestly, the only thing we can do is wait a little longer, see if maybe the tech gets in touch with you. If he doesn't, once again, you can get in touch with them, have them escalate this, or you can follow up with any other action
I
you.
can
All
answer
right.
one of
Well,
the questions.
I appreciate your help. I'm going to let you go and call them. Thanks. Bye. All right. What can you do for me? Because it's 20 after 1 Eastern time. Never
No,
mind the 9 to 11.
I understand. He said the best part of it said something along the lines of he's not sure why we put a different time than they requested. Yeah, everything is routed geographically, so the Best Buy can't request time windows. I don't know why they don't know that yet, but
I'm
yeah,
not
that's how
even,
that
you know what?
works.
The time that
It's
I was
late
actually
regardless.
given. Yeah, but listen, I was as a courtesy, they gave me a reason. They said 7 to 9. At 9:15 I called. They said, "We apologize, we're running behind. We're looking at 11," which is fine with me. I didn't even complain. I was like, "Okay, that's fine." You know? And then after 11, I've been disconnected twice already and placed on hold numerous times. As you can see, that was an example. This man actually got through but got back to me. So it's 20 after 1 now. Am I supposed to sit like in my house all day and then chance the fact that they're going to reschedule me? This is where I'm frustrated.
No, yeah, I know. I definitely understand. Like, you have a right to be frustrated. I mean, they didn't even like call us to give us any kind of information because they're supposed to. So I'm gonna just pitch a refill. Let me see what information I can find out at the very least, because I do see here the notes that they put when talking to the Best Buy rep. I assume that's the rep you were just speaking to.
Okay. Or one of the ones, because there were two other females, two supervisors I spoke to earlier.
Let me see what I can find out. One moment.
All right. Thanks for